So we left off, the Gemara was saying a number of different rules that apply to the case of the Mishnah, of when you can divide up Zera and the Yerek, comes in different, could be in different years, all the different scenarios that we've mentioned, when you had, in what you had in mind, when it was collected, when it was taken care of, and to, and when it was, Lakita, when do you go Basar, that it takes root, and the Gemara, we had five different scenarios. And the Gemara says now a sixth scenario. Miksasa asa ksasin gemurin miksasa layasa. If part of the crop was completely grew, and miksasin lo asa, if part of the crop that developed well before Rosh Hashanah, I apologize, excuse me, and part of it lo asa, and part of it didn't develop before Rosh Hashanah, then now what do you do? So what do you do in a situation? Do you go, which year do you go by? So the Gemara says, obviously the part that's fully ready, fully developed, it goes, you take Maisa from this year. And the part that's not developed will be the Maisa from next year. So Hadahi, if in the case of the Rakam towards Sobeh Goyonah Sakwa, this is the case where it said you go pile together, all the things together in your Goyron, and you can mix it together, the two of them, if that's so, and you go do in 1 year, and by doing so, you're going to go ahead, you're going to be ma'aser, the zera and the yerek, and the yerek and the zera. So what you're doing in such a case, this is the chiddush that the Gemara is telling you, that even though that it's two separate years, some of it wasn't developed till the second year, but if it was all planted at one time, and some developed, some got became a third full, according to the Gemara Fuldo. We're talking about a case where it was at least a third, and a part wasn't a third. Yet halacha still is, you can go ahead and mix together the two and be ma'aser zayra yako, that you can do. And all of them begun on the year before. So the question is that acceptable or not? So the Gemara says that would be halacha number one in a case where both of them would be able to be done at the same time in the same year, even though it wasn't developed, you can mix together the two. And that's what the Braisa meant. Now the Gemara is going to have a different opinion. So the Gemara brings a separate shita. An Amari that doesn't seem to agree with this last rule, this last limud that the Gemara makes. Even if all of the things that grew, even if whatever didn't, all lo asakulu kasin, even if all of the things didn't grow fully before Rosh Hashanah, zaro masashel shavit, seed is still, takes maisa from the year before. And Yarkum Sashil Bashaski Dasashura. But it's Yerek is it takes Meiser from the time that they pick. So if he picked it in the end after Rosh Hashanah, it goes by the new year. So in other words, the Chaira, that's different than the way you're understanding the Braisa. Because we're just sitting saying that if it's Mnasu Miksasak Satsim, even some of it wasn't ready, we just explained, even if some of it is not ripe yet, didn't reach a third, Allah is you could still be Ma'isik Ma'isa and the Yerek, the Zera to the Zara to the Yerek, and the Yerek to the Zera, and it could be done in the year before. But now Rav Udm was saying that no, only things that that year before. If it didn't grow before, the Zera always goes the year before, but the Yerek has to be in the following year. Pashasli could do so. So Amar Rav Yonza, Rav Yosi says, Hu she'evi shlish machshev zera. That's only the halacha of Avedim is halacha, that the zera goes by the year before. It's only where it reached a third of its maturity. Then his intent was use it for zera, its machshev was for zera, and it reached a shlish. That's where it goes by the year before. But if not, Avalim evi shlish machshev is yerek. But if it was only if it reached a third by, machshev was only for yerek, not for the zera, then you could possibly say that the Zera goes in the year before, and the Yerek goes on the time that you picked. Is it possible to say something like that? It can't be. The Bryce says, if you're saying, Rav Udm is saying, only if it reached a third in the guy and you had a machshava for zera. But if you had a machshava for yerek, then the vaday doesn't mix together. It's each one separately. So each one goes basa the zera, basa when you goes by before, when it's it was already reached a shlish. But if it didn't reach shlish, then the yerek for sure is a later year. But the brisa said not like that. The brisa said, we quoted yesterday, sober as gronel sokum and semevasim is zara yako. You can go mix together. You can separate the zera and the yerek and zayek all together. All done from the year before. So you see, according to the brisa, we can be combined together, even if it was before Shoshana, as long as it was part of it was reached a shlish. And it can be, and yet Rabbi Vuduma is saying now, that there's separate cases that if it didn't go, you can't mix together the two, the Zera and the Yerek, if it didn't reach a third. So in Mela, He has to be, well, he had a mind before that. You had a mind for the Zera. If you didn't have a mind for the Zera, you had a mind for the Yerek, then it's not mixed together. So Chara, we didn't understand how the Braiser reconciles the Braiser according to Rav Dumi's halacha. How should we do that? Now this Lamaisa, we have to go ahead and say that it's a Braiser speaking a different case. The Marivold explains, the only way he could explain the Braiser, Rav Dumi is speaking about a case where it reached a shlish l'machshava zera. And the Braiser is speaking about a case where it was reached a shlish, where you had a machshava for Yerek. But in a Hanami, if it would be the machshava for Yerek, according to Rav Dumi, it wouldn't apply. The case, that's not the case that he's being matter. You can go ahead and mix together the two. So the Chayra of Rav Dumi, and the Braiser is speaking about two separate cases, otherwise we'd have a problem how Rav Dumi is miyashiv the Braiser. So the Gemara says, the Zara lefein Rosh Hashanah Shvias. What if a person planted a Pula Mitzri before Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says, before Rosh Hashanah the Shvias, it was this year Rosh Hashanah which brings in Shvias, and he planted it before. Now Shvias came, Beit Zara ben Yaakov Mutter. The Gemara said, whether it's you planted it for the Zara or you planted it for the Yerek, it's going to be mutter, and it's shvius to be able to go ahead and to eat. You're able to go ahead and use it on the shvius to take a year, and it's mutter on shvius. So the Gemara says, both of them be considered as if you did it the sixth year, and both of them would be considered as if it took root before. We're talking about cases where it took root before, and merely therefore it's all considered the seventh year. And then nechus l'shvius, even if there was an akka, you're allowed to go ahead and mutter. Now I had a question, still growing in shvius take a year, why is it usher? Why wouldn't it be considered usher? So Gemara says, because since we say that it's mixed together, the Zera and the Yerek together, so we go by the Zera part, and therefore it'd be able to use before. What about Zera lefnei Yerek, lefnei Rosh Hashanah, HaShvius? You planted it for the Yerek purpose for Shvius. Nichus l'Shvius. Beit Zayak Osir. Then even if you want to use it for Zera, it's Osir. Because since the Makshava was for Yerek, so therefore, and it didn't bring up a third before, it's going to be Osir. So that's very simple, the two cases. Case number one is you planted it, you Zorah Zera, your Makshava was the Zera, then Alok, as if it produced at least a third, then Ego and Shvias came. But even if you're going to use the Yerek, it could be mixed to use, because you planted it Beheter, and you did it for Zera, and the Zera came out before. So Mela, even if the Yerek that came out before, it could also be used, because it was planted Beheter. However, that's the Pshat Namar folder. However, if you did it Yerek, then even the Zera is going to be Yasser, because it wasn't ready before Rosh Hashanah, and if it's being growing, it's getting its unique from the year of Shvius, that's considered Yasser. So like the Gemara, that would be case number three. Zola Yerek Rosh Hashanah Shvius. What if you did plant it for both Zera and Yerek Rosh Hashanah? Nixol Shvius and now Shvius came. Pshit Lazara Mutter Yerek Umai. Zera we know is mutter because you planted it for Zera. But what about the Yarka? What about you did it for Yerek? What would be the halacha? Would that be considered mutter or not? So, no, that's the Shaila. So, if you planted it for Zera, it's all mutter. If you planted it for Yerek, it's all Osir. But if you planted it for both Zera and Yerek, and the Zera we know is going to be mutter, the question is, what about the Yerek? Would the Yerek be considered as mutter? That's the Shaila. No one wants to have, what would be the mutter? Would that be considered mutter? Why? What would be us? Because Shvius says the Prime Moshe. Because Lamaisa we say it took root in Shvius, so therefore since it grew the aftergrowth beginning, it grew in Shvius, it should be the Charet should be considered Aser. So therefore Yaakov, what's the halacha by Yerek? The Gemara said to Rechiv Aser, we have Machlokes Tanoim, the Noim Rechiv Aser, the Lafti Ben Shal Mutter. Chia says it's in the Braisa it's Aser, and Rechiv Ben Mutter. What's the Machlokes based upon? What's the Matama Machlokes? Man Yama Mutter Dvat Torah. When it says Mutter, it's a Dvat Torah. The halacha is mutter. It's a dvar Torah that's mutter. Why? Why is it dvar Torah mutter? So the Gemara says, as it said, my full Torah, Sheyachal Lami La. So some minzera of a Lami Yasru love. Since if you did it, minzera, you had in mind for the Zera, the Torah would be allowed you to do it. Because before Shvius, it grows quickly enough, you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to use it. Because it you're not from the sixth year. And therefore, you'd be allowed to use it. And therefore, there's no reason why it should be Yasru. So it should be mutter. However, the Rav Chiya Ben Braisa says it's Aser because Maris Ayin. The only Drabbanan is it Aser. In other words, says the Marafulta, oh, you've been looking at the Meshvias. Since you're collecting it in Shvias, my Yomalan Shuayim Mabakavan Asera. When someone sees you, walks by the field, and sees you going ahead and harvesting it, collecting it, pulling it out on Shvias, they don't know that your Kavana was Zera, and that's why it's Mutter. They would think maybe it's mutter to do on Shvius. So you're picking your toes on Shvius, and Shmita, and that's why it's Aser. So we did the Rabbanon, we Aser it. Mishamar Sayin, it's going to be considered asur. It doesn't know that there's no shvi. It doesn't know that you have it. You don't know where kedusha shvi is because it was done because you had a mind for zera, you planted for zera, and it was a third grown before. So midrabbana we asur it. So the Gemara says, Rab Zimon bar Zavda, boy, come in Rav Yosi. He had a shav of Yosi. Yes, a shav of Rav Yosi. I feel like let's bam the yosu of Mar Sayin. Would it even be yosu to give you animals food because of Mar Sayin? Would that be so? In other words, you're saying that it's usher, even though you had in mind for Zera, and therefore it should be mutter for you to use and youth to take and to eat. However, since Mishamar assigned we usher to collect it, would you say it's also that far we go as far as saying that even for your animals would be considered usher? That even for Machal Behemto would be considered usher, because we say Madacha would apply. Then maybe Bidin Shvius would be considered usher. Would be also usher Mar Sayim Mishvius. That is the Shaila. You know, we know Allah is letting your field and animals go on a field to eat the things that are svichin would be considered mutter to would this be considered mutter to go ahead and give you animals to eat on the, from this thing that's growing? Would that also be considered on Tzmar Sayin that maybe he planted it for shvius for them? It'd be considered usher. So the Gemara says, would it be usher? The Gemara comes out Amalei lo yitin lo lidno lo shlucho. You can't give it to you. You can't give the yerek to your son or to your shliach. Well, you look at al uman, and you can't gather together by uman by a professional to go collect it properly. You know that could be usher to do. That would be usher to do to collect it for your family to collect it. It should be professionally be harvested. That would be considered usher. But to give it for your animal, but there are cut on in a small amount. That would be mutter. Says the. Oiman, Shuram in Israel, if you planted a row and you're collecting it professionally, you're harvesting it professionally, you have someone that's collecting it, that would be considered usher. Give it to your behemtel of no shlucha would be considered usher. That would be considered usher. But we are just haphazard where you're giving it for your animals to eat from, that nothing would not would be moderate. We allow you to collect it from shvias and to go take a little bit at a time for your animals, that would not be usher. And that would be considered mutter. It's a way that Merafulda and Premosha learns. Rashmul says even clearer and says, even though Lalocha, you can't go ahead and give it for your animals to do Mesfichin, however, where it's a nicker, Mufusabot, spread out, like nicker kakoso. It's not like you're actually taking harvest, taking off things, a little bit giving it here on the sides for your animals, pulling up a little at the side, that would not be considered us. That would be considered mutter. Gemara says, Neko Aguma Lagame. What happens, the Gemara says, if the whole thing, the entire Neko, the whole Guma, the whole stem was considered detachment, would be allowed to go take it? Mosa Mutu, you got to go take all the greens from it. If it was detached already and you're not doing anything, the branch or stem was detached, then Allah says you're allowed to do it because you're not taking anything, you're not harvesting anything. And Neko Guma, in my Yerek Mana Uman Mutu, if it's already, the Yerek is separated from the stalk, it's Mutu. You're allowed to go take it because there, he's not doing anything. He's not doing anything on Shvius. There's no issue on that. And even the Rabbana wouldn't ask you to do that. That you can do. That's a halacha. That's a kula. So the Gemara says, not only that, even according to the Mayim Yama says that it's us to collect the greens. Are you looking? If one was collecting the halacha, the part that you're allowed to collect the zera and some seeds, because yera came along with it, halacha mutter, you're allowed to do that as well. Why? Because the Gemara says, because that's not us. Since the zera is mutter and there's some things connected to it, says the Merafulta, when you're collecting the zera, you do it for the zera Shabbat, for the seed Shabbat. And attached to it is some leaves that you're, some yerek that's attached to it, and it's such a small amount, that's mutter, says the Merafulta. It's only Marasayan that would be considered usher. Since you're collecting such a small amount, the small amount of yerek that's attached to it, that's so minimal, that's insignificant, and therefore even that would be, that there's no Marasayan. It would say that it's mutter. Bad bagash. We had a mice in a case of a certain individual. Old Torans asas misran lube masel be yemiya. He went during a shvius year and carried up 10 bunches of lube masel of lube masel be yemiya. These are type of lube. Says the explanation of lube is a lube that's considered some type of Egyptian pool mitzvah, but it's a moist one. That the moist one, very soft. Pula Mitzri says the Mafulda Shulach Karinos Lubi. We call it Lubi. It's a very moist, they took 10 bunches of these moist Egyptian beans they was carrying up, and they carried up to Maisat Yushalayim, to Rabbi Yemen. They brought up to Rabbi Yemen. Now again, this was in a year of
a Shvius year. Amaler of Yemes Etim, Lun to Navidkein. You shouldn't do this anymore. It's wrong. Lo Silkot Ela Tzorcha Delif. So you can only have to go gather together the small amount that you need just to cook with, but you can't go at it like you're collecting all this stuff, so much amount that you can't do, says the Mrafuldo. He told him, Lo Samidkein, you can't go at it and do this. Why? To take so much at one time. You're cooking something, you could take a little bit that you need for your pot to cook in. It's a small amount. The Lekka Marasayan, that's not Marasayan, it's a small amount. No one's going to accuse you of going ahead and harvesting your field and shvius for a small amount. But you hear, you're collecting 10 bundles of this pulsha mit, this moist pulsha mitri, looks like a lot. It looks like a lot of it. People will, Marasayan will tell you, people will look at it like you're going ahead, you're harvesting a large amount. And therefore, you shouldn't do that. Because it's Maris Ayin, it's considered Aser. It's considered Aser, and when Rafuldo learns, it would be considered Aser, that much it shouldn't be allowed to do. So at the Gemara. Gemara says, what about Zero, they Rosh Hashanah, Shminis. Person went and planted Pola Mitzri before Rosh Hashanah. When did you do it? You did it before the Rosh Hashanah on the 8th year, after Shvius, on the 8th year. Nichasa Shminis, and the 8th year arrived before it began to be produced, before it became. Ben Zara Ben Yaakov. You went and you planted it for the seed to take out before Rosh Hashanah of the 8th year. And now it came out that it arrived early. And now the produce, you took it and you took it off, you harvested it. Ben Zara Ben Yakrosser. The seed or the greens, either way for the Yerik, whatever your intention was, it's going to be Asr. It's going to be Asr. Why would it be considered Asr? Why is it considered Asr? So why is it considered Asr? So the first one explained, the first one, Zaru Asr, it's considered Asr. So the Rishonim explained, and the Rashi Slur brings it down, that since you're planting, you're doing something on Shvius, even though it's going to take it to plant to be uprooted on the 8th year after Shvius, Lamaisa, even though, and you had a mind not to use it until after Shvius. However, since Lamaisa was planted in an area that Rabbanan Asered, because of Marasayan, it looks like you're planting on Shvius, we Aser you Ben Zara Ben Yerik, either way it's going to be Aser. Even though you did it for the Zera, Halacha is still going to be considered Aser. Whatever took root, it's going to be considered Aser, and it'll be Aser to use. Zara Lefne Yerek, Nei Roshana Oshminas. If you went and planted it for Yerek, before Roshana of the 8th year, now the 8th year arrived, Ben Zara Ben Yerek or Mutter. Either way, it's going to be considered Mutter. Why? Because since you planted it for the Yerek, and that thing takes a long time to go until it grows, and mainly, it was very, very evident that you're doing it for after Shvius ends. You're not doing it for Shvius. Therefore, Batsim, it's mutter, because the Yarko is mutter, and the Zara, even though the Zara also is mutter, because since the whole covenant was for Zara, you did it for Yerek, and the Yerek, we know, was not going to be ready till afterwards. The Zara, it would be ready before, therefore it's going to be Aser, because it looks like you benefited from Shvius. But you did it for Zerek, but first on the Shminis, and now it's going to take a long time till it comes out. And therefore, the Yerek is not available for Shvius. We know you're not doing it for Shvius, no Marasayan. However, you want to use it, so even for the Zera, you're allowed to use it because clearly you didn't benefit from Shvius and has nothing to do with Shvius itself. It's the way Rafuta learned this. You go bust a Lakito. Lakito, the gathering, is afterwards. If it's going to be Mutter, even for the Zera, it's going to be Mutter. What about Zola's Yerek? You planted it both for Zera and Yerek before Hashanah and Shminis to go ahead and now the 8th year came. Zara also Yaakov Mutter. Then you can separate it and say it's going to be Mutter. Zara is also Yaakov. Why is Yerek Mutter? The same reason why if you did it for Yerek, if you Zara Yerek, even if, then even the Zerek is going to be good because you planted it for afterwards. Clearly you're not benefited from Shvius. No Marasayan. It's going to be Mutter. But here we had Zera and Yerek. So the Zera is going to be also good. If you had a mind for the Zera is no good since it grows right away. Therefore you benefited from it and therefore you benefit from Shemitah and Marasayan. Either it's going to be also Midin Deraiso, it's going to be also Midin Marasayan. That's going to be also. However, the Yerek, since it was for the Yerek itself, is not till later. Mele, it's going to be mutter for mutter. Now, before we said it's Aser, that's when you only had a mind for Zera. So then even for the Yerek is going to be Aser, because the whole planting was considered Aser. But here, where you planted for Zera and Yerek, which means it's not necessarily Aser, the Zera is Aser. But when you planted for the Yerek, it's going to be mutter. Therefore, the halacha of Shminis ain't bo, I feel Marasayan is nothing by the Yerek Lagab because it's Shirachim. It takes a long time for it to grow. So everyone knows it's not, you're not doing it for Shvius because you're not going to have any benefit from it. Clearly, over there, the halacha is going to be Mutter, and therefore the Yerek is Mutter, but the Zaro is still going to be Yasser, and that you would not allow to have because you benefited from Shemitah, and also, or Marasayan, the Mafulda says, it would be considered Yasser.